Worshipful brethren, brethren all, welcome to Freemasonry in 7 minutes or less.
So the second short and sweet podcast today is called Lodge in a Box. Over to you, Brother Earnshaw.
Thank you. Last year in a podcast, we suggested that it's possible for brethren to set up their own lodge, of course, with provincial Grand Lodge approval, etc. And recently I went to visit such a lodge here in Fujisawa City, which is about an hour west of Tokyo. It's called Shonan Lodge number 25 under the Grand Lodge of Japan. The brethren were using office space that they rent by the hour. So it was a bit of a rush at the start to set up the lodge. And then after the meeting, we had to put everything away. What I found was innovative that everything used in the lodge fitted into three large boxes. Each box was just over 2 foot 6 long and about 1 foot 6 wide and just over 1 foot deep. So they're not massive boxes, easy to carry. One box was dedicated to the Bible, the three lights and the three movable jewels. Another box held the officers' and visitors' aprons, the jewels and a registrar. And a third box had the checkered carpet, a hassock, and some other equipment. The deacons' and stewards' wands were collapsible, and the columns Jachin and Boaz were printed on long posters that reached the ceiling, which were later rolled up and put into one of the boxes. You would have thought that the movable jewels were heavy and difficult to move, but in fact, the lodge had acquired a small set together with the working tools, so it was actually quite easy to pack them away. The lodge had been acting under dispensation for 4 years. Then in March 2022, after the Grand Lodge inspector verified the quality of the lodge's work, they received their charter. Though not officially a class lodge, Shonan Lodge's official dress code is a red Hawaiian shirt. And I heard that this is based on the fact that on the TV series called Magnum PI, I don't know if you remember that, Tom Selleck.
I think that's where my uncle got his style cues from.
Okay, so this is where they're getting theirs, because Tom Selleck often wore Hawaiian shirts, and one of them was red. So the connection is that the city where the lodge is based is near a beach where surfers flock to in the summer. And so they're like your lodge, they have this surfing connection. So after the lodge closes, the three boxes are wheeled to a storage facility nearby. And the beauty of this arrangement is that the lodge has no rent to pay and very low overheads. And I heard, according to the minutes, which were read out at the meeting, it has now amassed an impressive $5,000 war chest.
Nice.
Which is pretty good for such a nascent lodge. Anyway, the festive board was held at a dining pub nearby, and all went away satisfied, harmony being the strength of all institutions, more especially of this of ours.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, that's very interesting, because it's almost as if the lodge is traveling. Now, as a joke, we did think about doing one in Cornwall, and we were going to call it Travel Lodge. But we got poo-pooed and it didn't happen. So, just too much humour for the lodge.
Well, I think Grand Lodge of Japan is quite enlightened. I think this is a great way of spreading the light.
Well, that's very good. Very good. Yep. Well, I'd like to see that. Perhaps we could do a travelling band of Masons in the UK. That'd be quite good.
Well, if you come to Japan next year, I'll take you.
It's on. Excellent. Excellent. Well, that's an interesting thought for next year. I think we'll leave that one there, Chris. If we, please, if you have any questions, please email on the link below, We now part on the square, and we will meet soon. Thank you, and goodbye.
Goodbye.